finance. We've got less than 60 minutes to complete our work to be back in the plenary. We're dealing with the committee report on the fiscal framework and revenue proposals. We call it phase one of the total budget process that we want to complete this week. Honourable members, we went through the exercise in a joint manner with the Standing Committee on Finance, receiving the briefing by the Minister. We had sessions with the PBO, the FFC. There was public hearings. There was a reply by National Treasury to inputs made by stakeholders. And the report was crafted from Thursday evening last week until Sunday, well, actually Monday morning, 15 minutes into Monday morning. Yes, 0015. That's a reality. The Standing Committee met this morning at 10 o'clock, and we're now dealing with the report as tabled here in front of you. I requested Zulani and Esther and Advocate Tau to attend the 10 o'clock meeting. I came to the meeting at 25 to 11 and then it was done. So they did it in less than 35 minutes. The report you have is nearly the same that was emailed to us with a few additions. Seeing that Esther and the rest of the staff attended that meeting and are on board with the additions, I put it to the committee that they highlight to us the inserts that was made. Now I need your advice, honourable members, that we have you read the report that was sent to you?
Yes.
First question. My first remark is it's a report of high quality. It's high quality, and we appreciate the work done by Esther and Dr. Sakele Slope in compiling this report. I think this is the third or the fourth version, and Zulani. So the whole staff component that worked on this through the night, thank you for quality work. That we go through it page by page is 18 or 19 pages. 18? Yeah, 18. You said you've read the report. Otherwise, we can ask Esther to highlight the insurgents. Pardon?
Honorable
Motara?
No, thanks, Chair. I think the process is fine. My understanding is that we're only going to the recommendations.
The system must indicate in the latest version where the inserts were made. I don't know.
Yes, Chair, they are made from the observations and recommendations.
From observations. So all the pages before that is the capturing of the inputs made by stakeholders, briefing by the Minister, etc. And I must say it was captured very, very well. Actually lots of detail, more detail than previous reports. So with your permission, honourable members, can we go to the observations? Can I get the indication?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Observations. Observations. That is on page 13. Esther, you will have to come in. I think the observations and deliberations also cover what stakeholders said to us. You must now indicate on which page are the inserts.
Chairperson, thank you. The comments or adjustments were quite technical in nature. They did not add any more observations or recommendations. So I'll go straight to where the changes were made, if that's possible.
All right. Can I then put page 13 to the members, starting at point 6? There is no insurgents there?
No.
Fine. Can we go, honorable members, to page 14, 6.3. Esther, you must come in, you must stop me.
Chairperson, maybe I should go to where the changes are, which start at 6.11. Yes.
Are you satisfied, members?
Yes.
No, I want the easy way. Not that we don't going to do our work, but...
No, sure. But the modified email, I believe, only came through this morning. The modified report. Was it yesterday?
There's a later
I saw
one.
An email morning on the modified report, which
this
I
is an improvement
this
on
it's
that
a further improvement.
Yes, it's a
so
further improvement.
Through you, Chairperson, if Esther would just highlight those
Thank
modifications,
you.
It would be great. Thank you.
Mamotara, it's fine?
Yes, Chair.
Thank you. Esther?
Thank you, Chair. It's 6.11. We have just rephrased that sentence. Rather than saying the decreasing rate of CIT as a percentage of total tax revenue, we have said the committees note the decreasing revenue from CIT as a percentage of total tax revenue. It's a technical thing. So if the members are fine.
Which is a technical part? Just repeat.
Instead of saying the decreasing rate, we're saying the decreasing revenue.
Decreasing revenue.
Yes.
Honorable Motara?
Thanks, Chair. I think, Chair, the technical changes seem to have been made.
Yes.
And my... I think Esther will what she's doing is, because we don't have the first version or the last version that was sent to us, we've got the very, very latest version. She can just indicate, but I think it's just for noting because it doesn't change anything substantial in the report. It's just
correct.
It's just
yes.
Technical changes.
You're correct. So that is 6.11. The CIT means corporate income tax. That's what it stands for. Agreement, honorable members? Thank you. Any other points?
Yes, 617, it was a typo. Instead of bracket, we said bucket. So we have...
I picked up that one, bucket.
Okay, that one was corrected. The bucket became a bracket.
And the last one is on...
618.
Yeah, the last one is 721 on page 17.
Page
721, page 17.
So page 15 we are done.
Yes.
I'm going page by page that we don't slip, and it's for the sake of the minutes. Point 16, are there any on page 16?
There are no changes on page
no
16.
No changes. Page 17.
721.
7.21, yes.
It was a typo with the amount there. Of 2.3, it's not 2.3, it's 2.1. So we were just correcting the
accommodating a tax leakage of about 2.1 billion.
Yes.
Yeah. Fine. Anything else on page 17?
That's the only one, and that's the last thing.
That is the last.
Yeah.
Members, there's a report. I put the report to the committee. Are there any remarks you want to make? I say again, it's a report of high quality. And we congratulate the whole team that worked on us. And they it's a high standard, and you'll have to keep to this high standard in future. So the compliments from the committee to you. Honorable Motla Shuping.
I move
that the report be adopted by this
committee. Can you just go on the record, please? I say I move that the report be adopted by this committee.
Move for the adoption of the report. I note Honorable Motara.
Thanks, Chair. I second the move for the adoption of the report.
Sorry, there's a seconder for the report. I note Honorable Isaac.
Thank you, Chairperson. As expected, on behalf of the Democratic Alliance, I'd just like to point out that for various other factors and highlighting on page 14, 6.6, and again, sorry, sir. Yeah, I just want to go on record here. Page 14, 6.6.
6.6, yes.
And, of course, on the same page, 6.10. I'm just highlighting two or three issues. And then again on page 15, 6.18.
6.18, yes.
Yeah, and then, Chairperson, just wanted to highlight those three bullets there that are on the report. And I would like it to go on record that the DA reserves its position, and of course we would then motivate this in our declarations in the House. Thank you, Chair.
That will be minuted. There was a proposal for adoption. There was a seconder, Honorable Motara. Then this report is adopted with the remarks made by the Democratic Alliance. Honorable Motara?
Thanks, Chair. It's just a point of procedure. Yes. I think that what you want to correctly indicate is that the report is adopted and the DA reserves its position. The DA is not voting, but...
That's exactly what I said.
I'm saying that the Chair wants to say, not you. But I just want to... he's not making changes to 6.6, 6.8, 6.10.
It just indicated to us, and it will be then a declaration by the DA in the plenary on Thursday. This report is then adopted. Then, Honourable Members, I want Honourable Motara to just update us on the procedures for plenary on Thursday. If you could take us through, thank you.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, we scheduled to debate and vote on the fiscal framework, this report, on Thursday, pending the National Assembly adopting it on Wednesday, which is in their plenary tomorrow. So if all goes well, we will then vote or adopt the fiscal framework legislation, debate it and adopt it on Thursday, in Thursday's plenary. We will get through the Chief Whip's office communicating directly with yourself, Chair, whether it is going to definitely be a debate or not. Because it's a Section 75 legislation, we need the quorum of...
54.
Yeah, we need a quorum of 45 members in the House. And they've been, you would be aware, Chair, there's a resignation that has not been filled. We've got a member who is sick. So I've requested that we get a consolidation of the numbers of members who will be there on Thursday. But it is scheduled to go to the House on Thursday. But through you, we'll communicate with you whether it will be a debate or your report and a statement. But either way, parties will have the opportunity to interact with the statement or in the debate. And then on Friday, the Appropriations Committee will receive a briefing from National Treasury on... Division of Revenue at 9. It's at 9?
Sorry, 8:30 all over the show. So
8:30? 8:30
or
9.
Fine.
What time Friday?
Okay, the Secretary of the Appropriations Committee will confirm the exact starting time. But members will know that if the NA doesn't pass the fiscal framework on Wednesday, which is tomorrow, it will have an impact on what happens with us in the NCOP on Thursday and Friday. But we don't foresee the situation happening. Usually we don't have problems with the main budget. It's always the adjustment budget that we have an issue with.
Mm.
But thanks, Chair. That's just to take us to the end of this week. What I will do on Friday is then communicate the next week. So, but as if members will either receive updates from me on via SMS or the committee secretaries via email, just please check them from time to time. Thanks, Chair.
Honourable members, we are in a hectic phase of processing the whole budget until June. So please read every day your emails, your SMSs, your WhatsApps. It's important. On Bomotara is the link of this committee with the Chief Whip's office and the Whippery. So we rely on her then to give advice regarding Thursday, and we hold our thumbs for tomorrow in the for the NH plenary that everything goes well. Right, next week is appropriations. All the members must start dealing with their provinces to secure a date for the briefing in the provinces, as is 30 or 31st of March, referring to the Division of Revenue Bill briefing. Prior to that, 28-29 March is the public hearings on the Twin Peaks in Gauteng. Prior to that week, 22-23-24 March is a constituency week. You must consult the program. Looking at April, we are away here from the 3rd of April. We're coming back on the 22nd of April. We're storming into a long weekend called the 27th of April. So April is also a challenge. So you can see the volume of work we're going to carry over to May. So we call on honourable members' commitment to be here, please. It is crucial. That's our responsibility. We are paid for that. And I'm looking forward to the day, and I consulted with the Chief Whip, when committees are dealing with reports to vote on or legislation being voted in committee and in plenary, no leave. That's how I was taught. You are here. Finish and clap. When you voted, you can leave. Goodbye. So I think that principle we must cherish and bring it back. Mr. Rentu.
Thanks, Chair. Just...
Yes, sir.
Put my hand up too late.
Sorry.
Before you give over to Zwani, just to follow up on, and for the information of the other members, the briefings to the provinces,
yes.
The scheduled dates basically is the 30th, which is a Thursday, and Friday the 31st, one of those 2 days. Now, I just want to mention that just as of yesterday, I was in my province in Mpumalanga, where I was having discussions with the chairperson of the finance committee there. And National Treasury, apparently, on those dates, 28, 29, 30, 31, those 4 days, National Treasury, I'm told, are having hosting a big conference, and many of their directors or individuals that come out to assist us in the provinces with the briefing will not be available. So I'm mentioning this now timelessly so that if members can make contact and secure National Treasury's assistance in the various provinces so that you don't just get caught with your foot off the ground, where it might suit you on a Thursday, but National Treasury said to you, sorry, they can second somebody on Friday. So I just wanted to mention that so that everybody's up to speed. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable, thank you for that input, Honourable Motara.
Thanks, Chair. Can I humbly request that we deal with the briefings to provinces in the Appropriations Committee meeting on Friday?
No.
Because there is information from National Treasury, and then liaising with our liaison officers and the legislature will be more in a position, better position to clarify on Friday. But can we leave appropriations issues for Friday, please, Chair?
100% correct. Thank you. Honourable members, Mr.
Thanks, Chair. Just a quick one, members. Since we've got a political approval, all the politicians have signed the application, approve it for us to go to Gauteng. Now we'll be going into the administrative phase members, I'll be sending you an email where you need to confirm your route. Because there's those issues you can't change. If member Steve Branch is saying George to Gauteng, now you want to go to Bloemfontein, it's at your own expense. So it's something I'll be sending members, and so that we move with speed instead of going to Gauteng. Thank you.
The Western Cape don't support the cheetahs. Yeah. 28-29 March. Honourable members, please assist Solani. Try it with this afternoon. Take your diary, look at it, and send your email to Solani. We secure 2 days.
Are we going to be there for 2 days? And then 30-31 is the day for...
Yeah. We're working that whole week. One moment, Tavula.
Thank you, Chair. I'm surprised when I come to the committee most of the time. Sometimes I miss committee because I don't get correspondence. So I think you must fix that issue for me to get invites into the meeting. I miss some meeting because I don't get invites. Some I do get, some I don't get. So can you please rectify that?
We'll do it on the spot as we speak after we adjourn this meeting. 100%. Here's the secretariat. Just give all your information. If you've got 2 email addresses, give both email addresses to the secretariat. Yes, we want to conclude. Yes?
Sorry, Chair.
We also want to... Isaac, Honorable Isaac.
We have a sitting at
2. I'm listening.
I'm part of the sitting, you know. Chairperson, I joined the chairs on the 28th and the 29th. We're going on oversight.
Yes.
Right, is that itinerary been now confirmed?
Yes.
That's what Solani spoke
of. When can we expect to get that itinerary?
The sooner you reply, the sooner you'll get it.
Yes.
That's it.
That's
same
where
as
you physically go.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, honorable members. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
And you know what that you make a fool of yourself.